So how do you do that prioritization piece? Like, to use that analogy there, it being like having 70,000 people all screaming and shouting at you, saying my issue is really important. How do you decide what to focus on? Because again, many of the people I work with in the world of business, be it really senior leaders or people at a more junior level, they might have like 30 things on their to-do list or 30 projects to prioritize, and we'll often struggle with that. Like, how do you do it on such a scale? How do you get to the point of knowing what it is you're going to really sort of stand up in Parliament and champion and try and drive change, when there are so many things that you could do? And because of the nature of it being people's lives and politics, there's always going to be a big group of people who are going to be unhappy if you're not driving their issue, right? Because a lot of it is deeply emotive. So how do you choose?
So I guess there's a kind of the starting principles, right? So I always say my starting principles are health first, family second, and politics third. And that means that if I've got to choose between, you know, a doctor's appointment, seeing a family member, or doing my day job, that's the order in which I make that decision, right? So I kind of set those principles down, and I say to my staff, it should be exactly the same for them. So health first, family second, and politics third. Because if you're not well, and if you're not looking after your family, then really, you know, everything's going wrong, right? So that starts with, that's my kind of macro starting point. Then I guess I'm just incredibly structured and quite disciplined. So every sort of 3 or 4 months, I sit down with my chief of staff and we say, right, what are the priorities for the next 4 months? And we work out the top 3 or 4 things that are absolutely critical in terms of things I need to get done over that 3 or 4 month period. And then we structure the diary around it. So I say, right, okay. And I have a sort of a 2 week rolling diary. So I have a week A and a week B, because not everything needs to be done every single week. And then we put these slots of time in, and almost every time slot is accounted for. So, you know, you say, right, these are the 3 things we need to achieve. Well, in order to achieve that, I need to spend this much time on it every week or this much time every fortnight. And I give very, very clear instructions about what my priorities are. So if we have to choose between 2 things, and as MPs, you know, we have to choose between about 20 things at any point in time because there's so much going on in Parliament. My team have a very clear idea about what my priorities are. And if 2 things conflict, they'll then come and ask me. But I sort of empower myself to make those decisions, because I communicate very clearly about, right, in the next 3 or 4 months, I want to achieve these things. These things have to get done. And therefore, the priority in terms of the diary is this. And actually, as MPs, the thing that we really never, ever have enough of is time. And so sort of the use of time in the diary is one of the most sort of political things we have to do to decide how we're going to spend our time.
I love that. I do something very similar, actually. For me, it comes from my time in the military. So in the army, there was always the concept on any mission of there being one main effort. So you'd have your mission, but there was always a main effort, which was the critical task that if we succeeded at that, it unlocked everything. So I carried that on. So every 90 days, I build out a plan. I have 3 main efforts for the coming 90 days. It works really well, doesn't it, in terms of helping you focus and being clear on the absolute priorities and making those trade-offs we inevitably have to make.
Yeah, and I think as well, one of the things that I think a lot of MPs have to learn very quickly is how to say no. You know, we get hundreds of invitations every single day to lots and lots of different things, and every constituent wants you to come to their event, and you just have to prioritise, you know, ruthlessly, and get used to saying no to things as well, so that you can stay focused and achieve something. It would be very, very easy, I think, to be an MP who works 20 hours a day but never actually achieving anything, because you're just busy doing stuff without actually a sort of focus on an end goal. But yeah, that's how I try and structure it.